Blog Talk Radio.
And now, Southern Ohio Talks, hosted by Andy Burgoon. Southern Ohio Talks is presented by Carlisle Insurance of Jackson, Brown's Lawn and Garden, Perfection One Collision Centers of Chillicothe and Circleville, and by Mies Jewelry. And now, here's Andy Burgoon.
Good Tuesday afternoon to you, Southern Ohio, Ross County, Pike County. It's AB with Southern Ohio Social Times with another Blog Talk Radio episode of Southern Ohio Talks. Been a little while since we did one, and they've been doing some site maintenance. And, of course, some of you have noticed on Facebook I've been talking about this call-in show called The Night Shift, which I'll be doing actually a separate podcast here for to explain when that's going to be. But I plan on launching basically Chillicothe's first nighttime internet call-in show, where we can have guests like we have today, or the general public can call in. We can have up to five people, and it'll be running from about 8 o'clock to 10 o'clock in the evening is the time slot I'm looking at. So we're definitely going to get this fire back up, and today we've got a guest on. We've had several times, Pike County Sheriff Charlie Reeder. Appreciate Charlie coming on. Today we're going to talk a little bit about the unfortunate road murder and the Crime Stopper reward, and how you can become involved, add to the reward, get the reward if you have information, etc. So, Charlie, I appreciate you taking time out of your busy schedule and jumping back on with me again, sir.
Well, thank you for having me again, Andy. I appreciate the time you're allowing me.
No problem. Well, of course, as everybody knows, it's been a little over a year now, made national news, global news. The horrible road murder, and Crime Stoppers has a reward for that. And Charlie, I'd like to tell everybody a little bit about how that works, where it's at, and what you all can do to chip in. Floor is yours.
Yeah, you know, on April 22nd last year, there was eight people murdered, and like you said, it made international global news, and it affected. Actually, three immediate families of the Rodens, the Gillies, and the Manleys. And, you know, we continue to work that every day with the Attorney General's Office and DCI. But one thing that I've really gotten involved with and tried to do is raise the reward money. You know, $10,000 for eight victims. And we got to remember that three of the victims. Two was 19, one was 16, and all eight are human beings. No life should be lost in that type of fashion. It's just a horrific crime. And so I would like to talk a little bit about raising money and getting that reward money up. I've done this on not only my social media, my website for the sheriff's office, and, of course, the press conference that the Attorney General and I had. But you know, we have eight victims of a horrific crime, and I would like everybody to put themselves in that family's position and losing eight members in a day. And, you know, you've got the investigative team, you've got the sheriff's office, the attorney general, BCI, everybody's working this, and you got to have faith in what we're doing, and you know, we can't give answers to them as we don't do the media for the integrity of the investigation. But, you know, from my perspective, I see the family. You know, I was there and seeing the victims and the crime scenes and such. And, you know, it's devastating when it's your family, but it's also devastating when you're a human being and you just happen to be the sheriff or law enforcement and this type of work. And I want everybody just to think about this. If this just happened to be your family, you know, you say it all the time on your side about, you know, drugs, they affect everyone. And, you know, I know that that there was a couple of marijuana grows found on the property during our investigation. But we have to remember that was during an investigation of eight homicides at four different locations. This is absolutely not the norm. It's not the norm for Pike County. It's not the norm for any county in Ohio or any state thereof that we know of. And so you talk about so many victims, so many crime scenes, so much evidence collected. And, yes, the year's gone by, but it is work daily. And I really want to encourage everybody as the sheriff of Pike County to put yourself in all of those families place. And if this was your children, your grandchildren, your great grandchildren, if this was your family, what would you want your family, your friends, your neighbors to be doing? You know, we do have a reward right now of $10,000. I spoke with Dave Weber with the Ross County Sheriff's Office earlier. Deputy Dave Weber is with the Southern Ohio Crime Stoppers. He has agreed to take any donations sent. Attention, Deputy Dave Weber at the Ross County Sheriff's Office, and then he will make sure that it gets to Crime Stoppers on that particular case. I spoke with him this morning. Right now, we are up from $10,000 to $10,920 with donations that have come in since the press conference with myself and the Attorney General. So it is going up a bit, and there are people, whether they're giving $5, $10, $100, it doesn't matter. In an investigation like this, it could make a difference. Again, I'm very confident in the investigation. We're making sure that everything is done right, that it's ready for special prosecutions with the Attorney General's office. And, you know, I really do feel that there's people in Pike County that's not been completely truthful, that may be fearful of incriminating themselves, that may have, that may not be coming forward because it was a horrific crime against 8 human beings. If the reward gets up, there may be someone that decides, you know, hey, I'm having it rough right now. Maybe I'm unemployed. I've got a few kids. Let's do the right thing here. And by doing the right thing, if it leads to the arrest or the conviction of murderers, these were cold-blooded killers, if it leads to that arrest and conviction of them, not only am I doing the right thing by going forward and talking to the authorities, but also I gain a little bit financially. And I think that's just the way to go. So I just really encourage anyone, any extra money that you have, I know of people that donate to causes that are in the United States that may be found outside of the United States, anything from children to pets to any type of illness, any type of disease. And I'm reaching out as the sheriff of this county asking you, it could be your pocket change. It all makes a difference. And I really would like this reward money to go up. They were human beings. You know, there's been some less than polite responses on social media about this family and their death. And no matter who we are, tomorrow heroin could knock on my door at my house with one of my children, my wife. It's not partial to anyone. And we got to remember that we're investigating an absolute horrific homicide of 8 individuals. We are not in any fashion investigating any type of a drug case in this. This is 100% an investigation of 8 cold-blooded murders of an entire family. And I just urge anyone, find the heart and donate. It's as simple as mailing a check into the Ross County Sheriff's Office. Attention, Dave Weber, Deputy Dave Weber. And Andy, I'm not remembering the address there. Is it 16 Paint Street?
It's 28, but what I'll do after the underneath all our the podcast where we advertised it and ran it, I will put that address and Dave Weber's name.
Okay.
Attention, Dave. That way everybody can see it. But it's 28 North Paint is the address.
Okay, there you go. Deputy Dave Weber, he's with Southern Ohio Crime Stoppers. Write your check out, send it in to the Ross County Sheriff's Office. Attention, Deputy Dave Weber. He'll get that to Crime Stoppers. This reward money is going up. Right now it is at $10,920. I want to mention that I have been on the phone consistently with other people that may be donating that want to remain completely anonymous, and that's what this is all about. There is no one. If you send me $20, if you send me, $200, we're not going to put this anywhere, whether it be a broadcast with you as we're doing today, whether it be on social media or Crime Stoppers or Southern High Crime Stoppers. No one's going to know who donates. Nobody's going to know who you are. And I think that there might be a little fear in donating and maybe thinking that you're going to be known. This is 100%,
right.
Just like all the interviews, we've done 465 interviews and it was day 356. We'd done 465 interviews in that time. Some had been interviewed more than once, but none of them are named. I'm very proud of that. I'm very proud of the agents, the investigators, the Attorney General's Office, BCI. If anybody has come to us and they are known, it's because they've shared that with someone, not us. And the same thing with this reward money. I think it's very, very important. I think money, of course, it can make a difference of someone coming forward or not coming forward. And if it's increased, I think the percentage of someone coming forward with the actual truth, the right information, and doing the right thing, I think that may happen. But I've been on the phone with several individuals, I believe, that are going to donate. I'm in the process. I've contacted Bob Cornwell with the Buckeye State Sheriff's Association because I've had a few ask me some questions of how they can get that donation to me and to Crime Stoppers without the way of a check and so forth. And, that's something that I'm checking in with the Buckeye's State Sheriff's Association. Also with, I'll have to speak with our prosecutor on that, our county auditor and the commissioners, and make sure we do things the right way. But you can absolutely donate 100%, stay unnamed, no one will know. And I want everyone to please take a moment and think, if this was your family that is going through this, if this was your loss, if this was your devastation, if this was happening to you, you were experiencing it, you're the ones that's missing your loved ones on holidays, on their birthdays, you're the ones that you're missing them grow up, you're missing them come and visit on Sunday for dinner. If it was your family, what would you want everyone else to do? And, as the sheriff of Pike County, I've always bragged, since I was appointed, on our community, it seems, and in other communities, don't get me wrong, it seems that anytime there's a tragedy, if you remember the Sheltman family, when their 14-year-old son passed away, and the day of the funeral, their house burned down. That was a community that wrapped their arms around an entire family. And things are okay. You cannot ever bring back their son, but things are okay. They have a home now. They had a memorial at the school. They planted a tree in his honor. And, I see that all around our county and folks coming together. And this should be, this should be no different. No different from anything else. This was a cold-blooded murder of eight people, of a mother that people thought a lot of her children, her ex-husband. It's something that I will never live long enough to forget, and it's something that I can tell you that in my career, I have never set eyes on a scene like that, and I pray to God every day that I never have to again. And I'm just reaching out. Everyone, wrap your arms around this family. They deserve it. Your pocket change, don't buy a pop today. Give it that $1.79 or that $2 for $3 that you buy at the store. Send that to Deputy Dave Weber. I want this reward money up. If there's a larger amount that you would like to donate, you want to stay completely anonymous where no one knows who you are, all you have to do is get with me. I'm checking out the process of that now, and we can make that happen.
Sure. And I think it's very important for the public to understand you're talking the reward side of it and getting that up. As somebody who, through a lot of my crime pages, I send information personally to Crime Stoppers. That's kind of what we the see the different Frankfurt page, the Bainbridge, Frankfurt, these different things. When you call Crime Stoppers to not again, not speaking on raising the reward side, but the tip side, first of all, they never ask your name. They don't have caller ID, so they're not tracking your phone number. You give them the information that you have, and they give you basically a PIN number that you would go to check to see if the reward, if your information led to the arrest and conviction. Then they tell you where to go pick up the money. You go to a bank. I think they use several different ones. You don't have to provide the ID. You go in there. It's already set up. You give them the PIN number. The money gets handed over the counter, and you're on your way. So for the listeners right out there, you have complete anonymous power. Your name is nowhere connected. Nobody comes back and says, where did you get this information at Crime Stoppers? They don't ask. You give the information, you get a digit number, you hang up the phone, and that's the end of it. So it's very important for the listener to know that they have much protection when it comes to dropping that information off.
Absolutely, and I've spoke with the Attorney General, Tom Stickgraff, the Superintendent of BCI, Ben Suber, the investigative team that's here with them, my investigators, and the number one priority is solving this investigation and not only arresting someone, getting them convicted. Other than that, our obligation is making sure that anybody that comes forward with information stays completely anonymous, and no one's going to ever know. And, you know, just like I've got the tip line set up at the sheriff's office, the BCI number that's set up that you can call in, all that, you know, every morning I get on my computer, I check the tips. If it's specifically about the rodent investigation and Gilly investigation, then I forward that to the investigators assigned to that specific case, and they take it from there, the investigators and the BCI agents, and they work it to a close, whether it's hitting a dead end, whether it's confirming or that something is true, or whether going and checking it out, and absolutely there's no way that could happen. And, you know, the only people that are ever contacted is someone that may leave a phone number and maybe a first name, and it could be a made-up name. We don't know. That is forwarded to the investigative staff. They check it out, they make the phone call, and it goes from there. But, you know, 465 interviews, we're over a year into the investigation, and from our end, from the investigative end, there's no one that's been known whatsoever. The same thing with Crime Stoppers, you call them, you're not going to be known. But it's very important as far as tips. You can call Crime Stoppers, you can call the sheriff's office, you can call the BCI hotline, and leave your tips. You must do that. But as far as getting the reward money up, if you feel in your heart to do the right thing and to help out, we've got 8 victims that should have never fell victim to a crime this horrific ever. You know, whatever you can give, we must get it to Southern Ohio Crime Stoppers first, so you can mail it to Deputy Dave Weber. They're at the Ross County Sheriff's Office, and I want to thank Sheriff Lavender for allowing this to happen with Deputy Dave Weber accepting the money through the Ross County Sheriff's Office. And then he's got a treasurer. He makes sure that gets the Crime Stoppers and the reward money will go up. So we just, you know, once again, in tragic times, I want to pull the entire county together in Pike County. When there's a tragedy, whether it's a student that may have passed away, a horrible fatal car crash, whatever, whether you're from Western, Eastern, Piketon, Waverly, they've all came together every time there's been a tragedy. And I tell you, that's the part of why I believe so much in my county where I'm the sheriff of, because I've seen this from when I was young. It's always been this way. And, you know, it doesn't just have to be Pike County folk. If a Ross County resident wants to help, Jackson, Adams, Highland, wherever you're from, I don't care if you're out of state, anything that you can do, anything that you can do at all, any monetary donation that you can forward, write the check to Southern Ohio Crime Stoppers, forward to the Ross County Sheriff's Office, 28 Payne Street there in Chillicothe, to Attention Deputy Dave Weber, help this reward money go up. You know, it did go global. It did go international. I have people all over the United States and out of country that contact me on things. And, you know, if all, out of all the help that they've given, all the information that they've given, all of the advice that they've come forward with, you know, if those same people would just come forward with, if it was $5 a piece, we would be looking at a figure of $100,000. And, you know, I put that in one of my posts on social media. You know, you have almost 30,000 citizens. Everybody give $5. You pay that to get into a ball game. You know, that reward money then goes into the hundred thousands instead of almost 11,000 where it stands now. So, you know, sure. And we all, regardless of who you are, we all have the ability to help.
Yeah. And I'll kind of put this challenge out there to the alert page of Pike County, which is Pike County's largest news page. We've got about 9,500 people in there. It's closing in on 10. I challenge everybody in that group to send a dollar, $1. There's 9,000 of you. Just think about that for a minute. Thought I'd throw that in.
That's excellent. That's an awesome way to look at things. And I know that the group and your members are very, very active in the community. You know, I see the responses where you put out the news and reporting the facts of whether it's overdoses or car crashes, what have you. I see the responses that you get. I see the responses that I get. I've got Facebook allows 5,000 friends on Facebook. I have the max. I can't accept it. I've got 938 people waiting for me to friend them, and I can't. You know, I'll put out the same challenge. You know, 5,000 people on Facebook. If you just send in $1, Southern Ohio Crime Stoppers to the Ross County Sheriff's Office, to Deputy Dave Weber, he can get that into Crime Stoppers. And with the 9,000 people listeners that you have, the 5,000 friends on Facebook that I have, you know, there's $14,000 on top of what we have now. So anything will help. And this is of most significance. And I believe that where we are in the investigation, that reward money can go up. It may make the difference. I think the percentage goes up highly and may make a significant difference of someone that may have absolute factual information to provide us that could lead to an arrest and conviction of these cold-blooded killers, that we can go catch them, we can take them in custody, we can prosecute them, and make sure that justice is served.
Yeah. And like, again, I can't stress enough, from the other side of it, if you have information and you're interested in the reward or just interested in just doing the right thing or both, you are not known. Okay? Crime Stoppers does not even have caller ID. There's nothing that tracks you back, and that's the wonderful thing about that, the safety. So, like I said before, with the rewards, as far as the tips, people need to realize they're safe when they say this. I deal with Crime Stoppers. I've dealt with them over the years. Nobody's asked me question one when I called. The only thing I did was dump the information, and you get a PIN number, and you can call back and check on that PIN number to see if your rewards pick up or not. So, well, we've got a couple minutes left here. Anything else you want to toss in before we run up to the gun?
Yeah, you know, we're doing everything we can on this. I know it's been a year. I want to make it very clear that this is not a cold case homicide. This is an active investigation. It has been active since day one. Many, many agents working on it, investigators working on it. The Attorney General has pledged his men and women here until the case is over and it reaches prosecution. The special prosecutions with the Attorney General's office has been awesome to work with. You know, we're getting there, and I think that we will get there regardless of reward money or not. But I believe if that goes up, the percentage goes up of someone coming forward very sooner. And, you know, either way, I'm going to say it again, those who have not come forward with the complete truth, we know who you are. We will be coming back. That's why there's been 465 interviews in less than a year. That's why there was more. Some people was interviewed more than one time. And, you know, this is a great group of investigators here. And we know who's told the truth and who's not told the truth. We know who stopped when they were about to incriminate themselves and maybe another crime or criminal offense. And we're going to start coming and getting you. And we're going to start charging you and prosecuting you for not being completely truthful. This is an absolute horrific murder of 8 human beings. We are not investigating anything other than the murder of 8 family members. There is no reason why anyone should not just do the right thing, come forward, tell us the truth, whether it incriminates you into another criminal activity or not. We are trying to solve the murder of 8 family members. That's what matters to us. We know some that's not been completely truthful, and there's going to be a day of reckoning where we come, we get you, and you will be charged for obstructing an investigation of 8 homicides.
Okay, well, hopefully you can get a close to this thing, but if not, we'll have you back on again here soon, and we'll keep this out in front of everybody. I think it's very important to keep this on everybody's screens because, you know, life and news goes so fast. I think we get buried back sometimes and forget things, so it's very important to keep these things, especially something that's horrific. Out front of
everybody. Absolutely, and you know, with people that's not directly or indirectly involved, as time goes on, it's easy to forget. Unless you see it global or international or national, whether you see it on channel 10, 6, 4, wherever, it's easy for you to forget because you go on with your own life. So these families can't forget. It did happen. It happened to them. They lost loved ones. And we do have to bring it back up because the ones that not directly or indirectly affected, they can go on and they kind of forget until it's brought back out. And, you know, once again, put yourself in those families' position and see if you will do the right thing, reach your arms around them, help out however you can. Anything's better than nothing, and we'll go forward. And together we'll end up solving this and going in the right direction. You can do the right thing, and at the end of the day, doing the right thing can pay off in the form of receiving finances that you currently don't have, totally anonymous. Andy, if you're still there, I will get back with you. And if there's, we'll get together here in several weeks or so, and we'll do another update. I'll keep you informed as the reward money goes up and as the tips come in. And hopefully there'll be a day where we can announce to the family and to the media and to the public that we have those responsible in custody and that they're going to be prosecuted.
Absolutely. Have a good afternoon, Sheriff.
You do the same.
Take care. All right, folks, that'll wrap up another episode. And like Billy said, set the time.
Southern Ohio Talks, brought to you by Mies Jewelry, Perfection One Collision Centers of Chillicothe and Circleville, Brown's Lawn and Garden, and by Carlisle Insurance of Jackson.